那过去好几个月的时间呢，我们看了马太福音的第五章到第七章。
So in the past few months, we have been studying the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5 to 7.
那这三章就是俗称，主耶稣的登山宝训的这一段的篇幅。
And these three chapters are also known as the Sermon on the Mount.
那今天我们会接近七章差不多结尾的这个部分了。
Today we are coming to chapter 7, which is towards the end.
那主耶稣他的这个讲道的中心都是关乎神的国。
You will notice this central message in Jesus' message here is concerning God's kingdom.
那主耶稣在结束登山宝训之前呢，他也是对门徒们，说关于进神的国，还有得生命的这个一个重要的一个提醒。
And as Jesus concludes the Sermon on the Mount, he once again emphasized the importance of entering God's kingdom and in gaining life.
那今天我们看的经文就是第七章的13到14节。
Today's passage is found in Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 13 to 14.
13节这里说："你们当进窄门。"因为引到灭亡的门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；但引到生命的门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is easy, that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow, and the way is hard, that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
那为了更全面地明白这段经文，让我们也看一看路加福音的平行经文，在路加福音的13章23到24节。
So in order to better understand this passage, let us look at its parallel passage found in the Gospel of Luke, and it's Gospel of Luke chapter 13, verses 23 to 24.
23节这里说，有一个人问他，主啊，是不是只有很少的人得救呢？他对众人说，你们应当竭力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来许多人要进去，却是不能。
In Luke 13:23 to 24, it says, "And someone said to him, 'Lord, will those who are saved be few?' And he said to them, 'Strive to enter by the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will seek to enter and will not be able.'"
那这两段经文是主耶稣用比喻的手法来教导救恩。
So here Jesus is using a metaphor. To teach concerning salvation.
那教导门徒们如何能够得救，如何能够进入到神的国度。
So he's teaching his disciples how we can enter the kingdom of God and how we can be saved.
那从这两段经文的一些的关键词，我们可以敏感到主耶稣的提醒它的重要性。
So if we pay attention to some keywords in these two passages, you would then understand the importance of these two passages.
那这些关键词，比如说灭亡。
So these keywords are destruction, for example.
还有生命。
Life.
那还有得救。
And be saved.
那都告诉我们这两段经文是非常重要的提醒。
So we can see these two passages have very important reminders for all of us.
那在我们正确的去明白这两段经文之前呢，那我们要来先理清这段经文不是在说什么。
So, in order to correctly understand these two passages, we have to first clarify what these two passages are not trying to say.
那七章十三到十四节，那这里谈到生命还有灭亡。
So in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 to 14, it talks about life and destruction.
那你会觉得奇怪，人出生在世界上不是就有生命了吗？
So would you wonder, well, since we were born into this earth, then wouldn't we have life?
那为什么主耶稣说要选择引到生命的门和道路呢？
So why would Jesus say we have to choose to enter by the gate that leads to life?
那你和我今天能够来到教会坐在这里，那岂不是因为我们还活着有这个生命吗？
So the fact that we are all here at church, isn't it simply because we still have life?
那而有一天活在世界上的人呢，虽然没有人知道自己能够活多久，那都要面对死亡。
But no one knows how long we can live, so every one of us would have to face death sooner or later.
那有些人早一点，有一些人晚一点。
So some people may die earlier, some people a bit later.
但是都是我们每个人知道会经历的一件事情。
But death is something that everyone has to experience.
那确实，生活在世上的人都会经历生命。那有一天，我们每一个人都会面对死亡。
So indeed, everyone on earth.Would have experienced life and then death.
那这是这位造物主亚伟所定下的自然的法则。
So this is the law of nature that Father Yahweh has set for us.
但是主耶稣在马太福音七章十三到十四节的这里所说的，不单单是在谈这个自然的这个法则。
But what Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 and 14 saying, what Jesus is teaching here is not concerning this natural life and death.
不是单纯在说每个人在出生以后都经历生命，然后有一天会死。
So it's not talking about the fact that everyone who's born into this world will one day die.
那主耶稣在这里所谈的呢，是在谈一个人终极的结局。
Here, what Jesus is talking about is our final destiny, the destination.
那神话语给我们的启示是，死亡并不是一个人终极的结局。
So in Jesus' teaching, we know that death should not be our final destiny.
那好多人以为死就是人的结局了。
A lot of people think that death is the final destiny, isn't it?
那死了就什么事都没有了。
And once we die, there's nothing else.
那比如大家可能听说第二次世界大战的这个主要的发起人希特勒。
So most of you would know Hitler in the Second World War.
他主导了600万犹太人的这个大屠杀。
And he launched a cruel massacre of the Jews, of 6 million Jews.
那也使成千上万的人在第二次世界大战中丧失生命。
Causing the death of many, many people.
那但是他自己却是在快要战败的时候，他是自杀而死的。
But just before he was defeated, he actually ended his life himself.
那他并没有为他所犯下的罪而负上半点的责任。
So he didn't really pay any price for the terrible deeds he had done.
但是神的话语给我们的启示是，死并不是一个人终极的结局。
But what God's word has revealed to us is that death is not.Our eternal and the final consequence of our life.
那在希伯来书的九章二十七节那里说，按着定命，人人都要死一次，死后还有审判。
In the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 27, it says, "It is appointed for man to die once, and after that comes judgment."
所以这里我们清楚地看到，在造物主亚伟的定命底下，每个人或早或晚都会面对死亡。
So here we can see that in our Creator Yahweh's design, everybody sooner or later would have to face death.
而在死后呢，按着神的命定，需要面对神的审判。
But after death, there's judgment according to God's appointment.
那每个人都要向神去，就是赐给我们生命的神去交代我们是怎么样用我们一生的。
So every one of us is accountable to God who granted us life.
而在判决之后，才是真正一个人终极的这个结局。
And only after this judgment comes our final destiny.
那这个审判的责任，那亚伟神已经交给了耶稣基督。
So this responsibility of judgment, has been given to Jesus Christ by Yahweh God.
那神看他为配得，因为他是全然的顺服神。
Because Jesus is totally submissive to God, obedient to God, so God sees Jesus as worthy to take this important role.
那耶稣基督也是第一个在神的救恩计划里，得到这个神的复活不死恩赐的一个人。
And Jesus is also the very first to rise from death, in God's eternal plan of salvation.
那在神的救恩计划里，当耶稣基督第二次来到世上的那一天呢，就是他代表神去审判人的时候了。
And in God's plan of salvation, the second time when Jesus comes again, that will be the day when he would represent God to judge.
好像他自己在约翰福音五章二十七到二十九节所预言的。
Just as Jesus prophesied in John chapter 5:27-29.
所以约翰福音五章二十七节，就如父是生命的源头，照样他也使子成为生命的源头，并且把执行审判的权柄赐给他。时候将到，那时所有在坟墓里的都要听见他的声音，并且都要出来。行善的复活得生命，作恶的复活被定罪。
So in the Gospel of John chapter 5:27-26, starting from 26, it says, 26. So it should be Gospel of John chapter 5, verses 26-29. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment. And now is coming when all who are in the tombs will hear his voice and come out, those who have done good to the resurrection of life, and those who have done evil to the resurrection of judgment.
那所以圣经给我们启示是一个人终极的结局是死后的审判去决定的。
So what the Bible has revealed to us is that our final, the end of our life, or the final destiny, what will happen to us, would only be found out after the final judgment.
而这个审判的结果也取决于我们是怎么活这个地上的生命。
And this is dependent on how we live on while we have life on this earth.
而今天我们马太福音七章十三到十四节主耶稣所教导的内容就是引导我们应该如何做选择。
So today's passage is actually guiding us to make a wise decision.
那怎样选择才不至于到最终的结局是跟神的国没有关系？
How we can make a wise choice, the decision, so that we won't end up losing life in the end.
那跟神的国度没有关系呢，就是会是灭亡的这个结局了。
So in order that we will not become separated from God's kingdom, which means destruction in the end.
那还是我们的选择，使到我们与神有关系，最终能够经历到神的救恩，得着生命，成为他生国度的一份子。
Rather, let us make a wise choice so that we can experience God's salvation and be part of His kingdom and gain eternal life in the end.
所以首先我们去澄清了这段经文不是单纯的谈生和死的这个自然法则。
So first, we have clarified by now that this passage is not purely talking about life and death in the law of nature.
那接下来我们就来详细的来看今天的经文。
In the remaining time, let us study a bit more closely this passage.
那当我们看马太福音七章十三到十四节，还有它的平行经文路加福音的时候呢，可以留意到神为人预备的救恩是一个过程。
As we ponder Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14, and its parallel passage in the Gospel of Luke, you would notice that this salvation that God has prepared for mankind is actually a process.
那这里说要有一个门要去进。
He talks about a gate that we need to enter.
在这个门之后呢，有一条路。
And beyond the gate, there's a road.
那有起点，有中间的过程，还有最后面的这个终点，就是生命。
So there's a starting point, then there's the process, the journey, and then there's the end destination.
那我们可以从这个明白门这个字呢，去将这两段经文合起来看的时候，可以看到一幅很美丽、很清晰的救恩的图画。
And if we study closely this word gate, and we can see actually a much broader picture.
在马太福音的这个门呢，这个原文字其实指的是城门。
So the word gate that appears in the Gospel of Matthew, in its original Greek, means the gate of a city.
那这里我们看到这个城门之后呢，主耶稣说要进窄的城门，进去以后，这个路是小的。
So here you would notice that Jesus is saying that you have to first enter by this narrow gate, and then beyond that gate, you would find a narrow road.
那这个路是引到生命的路。
This road, however, leads to life.
那在路加福音那里，这个门呢是这个 door， 就是那个屋子的门。
But in the Gospel of Luke, the word here is actually door, and is referring to the door of a house.
那耶稣时代的这个耶路撒冷呢，是建立在山上，是一座的山城。
So in Jesus' time, Jerusalem, which is upon a hill or mountain, is actually a mountain city.
那上两周有弟兄姐妹跟我们分享去以色列的经历。
So in the past 2 weeks, our brothers and sisters who had just returned from Israel have been sharing their experience with us.
那相信他们印象会非常深刻，就是耶路撒冷是在高的一个地方。
So I'm sure they would have a very vivid image, recollection of how Jerusalem is up there. Like, sorry, I'm so sorry. Yeah, is up there, very high.
那是建立在锡安山上，是一座山城。
It's built upon Mount Zion.
那进城的时候需要通过城门。
So in order to enter this city, you have to first enter by the gate.
那进了城门之后，不单单就是结束了，而是还要有走这个路。
So that's not the end. You haven't reached your destination yet. You still have to follow on this road.
那这个路是窄的，是小的。
And this road is narrow.
那继续走，最后呢，在路加福音说要尽心竭力的进入窄的这个房子的门。
And after that, in the Gospel of Luke, it also says you have to strive to enter by the narrow door.
Of a house.
Of a house.
所以合起来，我们看到这个图画就是登锡安山去到神的居所的图画。
So when you combine the two pictures, you actually have this complete picture of how we can actually enter into the sanctuary of God.
那是第一世纪的耶路撒冷。
So this is a picture of first century Jerusalem.
这个是神的家，就是神的殿，神的。
So this is the house of God, the temple of God.
那在进城以后呢，也有这些的路。
So once you enter by the city gate, there are still all these small narrow ways that lead up to the house of God.
需要进城之后要需要走这个路才可以去到神的殿，那神的殿当然也有门了。
And of course, when you get to the house of God, there's also a door that you have to enter.
所以主耶稣当时的教导就是用很形象比喻的方式帮助我们去明白神的救恩是怎样子的。
So Jesus was actually using very clear picture language to help us understand this this teaching of salvation.
那是一个过程。
It is a long process.
是一个旅途。
It's a journey.
那在弥迦书四章二节那里说必有许多国的民前往说来吧我们登亚伟的山奔雅各神的殿神必将他的道教训我们我们也必行他的路因为训诲必出于西安亚伟的言语必出于耶路撒冷
In Micah chapter 4 verse 2 it says And many nations shall come and say Come let us go to the mountain of Yahweh to the house of the God of Jacob that he may teach us his ways and that we may walk in his paths for out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem
那这一节经文也谈到刚才我们所说的内容了要进入耶路撒冷要去到神殿那需要走进入这个城门走这条路还有去到神的这个殿里面
So thisBible passage in Micah actually also mentions similar points as the passages we just read in the two Gospels, how we have to, in order to get to the house of God, we have to first go up, enter by the gate and then go up to the mountain of Yahweh.
那说到我们要进窄的城门，那也就是说要进耶路撒冷，就是神的城。但是在这个现今的时代，神的城又在这个世界上具体的体现是在哪里呢？
So when we talk about entering by the gate, we are talking about entering the house of God in Jerusalem. But today, in today's world, where is the city of God? Where is Jerusalem?
那在世界上具体的体现其实就是教会。
Actually, the manifestation in today's world is actually the church.
那就是神的城。
that the church is the city of God.
那其实牧师曾经也跟我们解释过，教会不是一个建筑物或者一个地方。
And if you recall, Pastor Joe had actually taught us about the real meaning of church. That our church is not just a building and architecture.
而是一群被神从世界上呼召出来的人。
But a group of people who have been called out from the world.
他们是跟随基督，是属于神的，归于神他自己的人。
And they are followers of Christ, and they are people who belong to God.
所以我们看到救恩的这个路途旅程，就是从受洗成为基督的门徒开始的。
So we can see that the starting point of this salvation journey actually is first in being baptized and into the family of God. So to be baptized and become a Christian.
那就是进入这个进入神的耶路撒冷，进入成为教会的一份子。
So that's like entering Jerusalem to becoming part of God's family.
但是洗礼只是这条救恩之路的起点。
But baptism is just a starting point of this way of salvation.
那一个跟随基督的人还要一生的去走这个十字架的路。
A follower of Christ still has to keep journeying on this path of the cross.
那最终可以走到神的居所，可以得着生命。
And when we keep journeying on, in the end, we would reach where God is, and that's where we have eternal life in the end.
那既然救恩是一个过程，有中间，有开始，有中间的路途，还有结束，那对我们已经受洗的基督徒是一个提醒。
Since salvation is a process, it's got a starting point, a way that led us to journey on, and then the ending point, the destination. This actually serves as a very important reminder, especially for us who have been baptized.
那我们都受了洗，选择进入这个窄的城门，那是否我们还走在这条通往神的家的路上呢？
For those of us who have already been baptized, we have chosen to enter by the narrow gate. But the question is, are we still journeying on this way of the cross?
还是我们已经停滞不前，甚至属于生命是倒退的呢？
Or have we actually stopped moving forth and that our spiritual life is actually backsliding?
所以你和我都需要得到提醒，这个救恩是一个过程，洗礼只是起点。
So you and I really have to be reminded that salvation is a process. And baptism is only a starting point.
那我们需要忠心的去跟随主耶稣，去走这条通往生命的窄路。
We have to faithfully follow Jesus, to walk on this way that leads to life.
那不然的话，恐怕我们走不到底，而失去了得救的机会。
Otherwise, we fear that we might not be able to gain salvation in the end.
那让我们来看今天经文的第二点。
So now let us come to the second point of this passage.
那这段经文主耶稣非常清楚地告诉我们得救的人是少的。
So in this passage, Jesus clearly tells us only few will be saved.
踏上这条生命，这条路也是难走的。
And it is not easy. It is very difficult, in fact, to walk on this road.
不知道大家听到主耶稣这么说会有什么样的感受呢？
I wonder what is your immediate reaction when you hear Jesus' warning here?
会否感到不舒服？
Would you feel a bit uncomfortable?
是不是神故意借着基督去刁难寻求他的人？
So is God trying to make our lives really hard, to try to make those who want to follow Jesus, give them a hard time?
那当我们仔细去想主耶稣的话语的时候，会发现其实不是的。
But if we carefully ponder God's word through Jesus, we would find that that's not the case.
那会发现神的话语非常的坦白，非常坦诚地去描述关于救恩这个真实的状况。
Rather, we would find that God is being very frank with us. Here, he's presenting a very clear picture of his salvation plan to us.
那主耶稣把最真实这个的情况去告诉了他的门徒。
Here, Jesus is telling the truth of the matter to his disciples.
那这样令我们不舒服的说话，反而促使我们更加的小心谨慎，去 思想我们应该怎么活我们的生命。
So such words that may make us feel a bit uneasy actually force us to be more careful in considering how we live today.
那帮助我们更加谨慎，我们今天应该怎么样去做选择？
And it forces us to be even more careful how we make our decisions, our choices today.
才不会走错路。
So that we will not go on the wrong path.
那我举一个例子，今年三月，我感谢神帮助我可以通过这个驾照的考试。
So let me give you an example. This year in March, early March, thanks be to God, I finally passed my driving test.
那我非常感恩，特别。神帮助我可以第一次就考过这个考试。
And I was especially thankful that I was able to pass in one go.
那原因就是 Lydia 是4月25号出生。
The reason is because our daughter Lydia was born on the 25th of April.
那我是3月7号拿到驾照。
And I only got my driving license on the 7th of March.
所以可以说非常的惊险。
So it was actually quite a close It was actually quite risky in a way. Like if I had gotten it later, it would be very complicated.
因为之前 Grace 开的是自动牌的车，那我学的是手牌，还需要时间去适应。
Well, the reason is Grace is an automatic driver, so our car is automatic. But I learned manual driving, so I need time to get used to the car.
那如果迟一点才拿到驾照呢？情况会不理想。
So if I couldn't get my driving license then, I think it would be not an ideal situation without much practice.
那跟大家分享这个经历并不是想夸赞自己。
So to share with you this is not to try and show off and boast in how I managed to pass in one go.
而是想分享我能顺利通过考试其中一个重要的原因。
But I want to share with you one very important reason for helping me in passing this test.
那这个重要的原因就是我提前意识到这考试有多么的困难。
And this important factor was the awareness of just how difficult it is to pass the UK driving test.
而做出相应的准备。
And because of that, I made full preparation.
那我知道自己的时间不多，需要尽快的拿到驾照。
I knew that my time was very limited, and I must get my driving license as soon as I can.
最好是第一次就拿到。
Well, ideally, I have to pass in one go.
所以我记得学车不久就问这个开车的师傅。
So I recalled asking my driving instructor shortly after I started driving lessons with him.
那就问他第一次考试能够就通过的几率有多少？
What is the chance of passing first time round?
有没有人想猜？
So anyone wants to give a guess? What's the percentage?
或者已经考过的人，你们觉得
？Especially for those who have already passed the driving test.
5%就好像。
Okay, 20, 30, 5, 15, 10.
其实这个平均值呢，就是21了，21。
See, the average percentage is like what Chen Chen was saying about 20, so it's 21%.
那换句话说，失败率是79%。
In other words, the percentage of failing the test is 79%.
那当然，我之前就听说，就是在英国要考过驾照是困难的。
Of course, I mean, way before this, I already heard a lot about how difficult it is to.Pass the UK driving test.
但是当我问这个师傅，他给我回答就是使我超乎我的想象。
But after asking my instructor, it was actually really beyond me. Like I didn't expect it to be that hard.
原来第一次通过是这么的不容易。
So it's really difficult to pass the first time round.
所以我就，但是我需要通过，所以我就把这个师傅告诉我的真实情况放在心上。
Because I have to pass, so I just.Put this matter in my heart.
那去好好的尽我能够的去预备，去依靠主。
And continue to do my best in preparing, and of course to rely on God.
那如果不是知道考试这么困难
，But if it wasn't for knowing how difficult it is to pass the driving test here,
而且我也把师父所说的 放在心上去好好的做预备。
And then, putting this matter, this fact reality in my heart and prepare accordingly.
那如果我没有意识到这么难，还有没有去放在心上，那可以肯定的是，我第一次一定考不过。
And without all these factors, I'm sure I wouldn't be able to pass first time round.
那同样，主耶稣把救恩真实的状况告诉我们，得救的人是少的，门是窄的，路是难走的。
Similarly, Jesus is presenting to us the absolute reality of how this salvation journey is like. That the fact is, very few will be saved, and the gate is narrow, and the way is hard.
那其实这样的真实的状况才最能够帮助我们。
And such reality, it would help us most.
如果我们愿意听，把他所说的放在心上，那我们会小心谨慎地去面对我们的人生。
Because if we would heed this warning, then we would be extra careful in how we face our life.
那会谨慎地思考我们应该如何回应神，回应福音。
We would carefully consider how we should be responding to the gospel.
那关于第二点，这个路是困难的，得救的人是少的，那我们要来思想为什么这个条通往生命的路是这么困难，得救的人是这么少呢？
So the second point concerning this verse, verse 14 that says, For the gate is small and the way is narrow that leads to life. A question that we need to then ask is, why is this road so difficult?
那其实并不是神想刁难我们。
Again, it's not that God wants to make our lives hard.
那得救人的人少，其中一个主要的原因是因为大部分的人都不愿意去悔改顺服神。
The reason that only few will be saved is because most people are unwilling to repent to follow God.
那大部分的人都不愿意去放弃这样自我中心的生命的样式。
Most people are unwilling to let go of the self-centered way of life.
那其实七章十三到十四节所描述的这条通往生命的路，也是主耶稣他自己已经走完的一条路。
But actually, Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14 depicts to us this road that Jesus had already finished walking.
那他的一生是全心的去跟随神。
All his life, he wholeheartedly followed God.
活出了一个舍己的生命。
And he lived out this self-sacrificing, self-giving life.
那这里说到这条难的路的尽头是引到生命的。
And here it tells us, this difficult way actually leads to life.
那其实主耶稣为人的罪牺牲在十字架死了之后呢，神却使他复活。
So after Jesus died on a cross, sacrificing his life for our salvation, God actually raised him to life.
那赐给他不死的恩赐。
And God granted him immortality, the gifts of immortality.
所以这条路其实耶稣已经走完了。
So actually, Jesus himself has already finished walking this narrow road.
那他也呼召我们走同样的道路。
And he has also called us to follow him and walk the same path.
但是要跟随耶稣是有条件的。
But there is a cost in following Jesus.
那也为什么好多人不愿意去回应神。
And that is why so many people are still not willing to respond to God.
在路加福音的九章二十三到二十四节。
In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 9, verses 23 to 24,
耶稣又对众人说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Luke, chapter 9, 23 to 24, And he was saying to them all, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake, he is the one who will save it.
那主耶稣说要做他的门徒是有条件的。
Here Jesus is telling us, in order to become his disciple, there is a cost.
那除非一个人愿意舍己去背起他的十字架，也是天天的去背起来。
Unless a person is willing to deny himself and bear his cross daily.
那像自我中心的生命去死的人呢，那才可以去跟随耶稣基督。
And unless they are willing to die to this old way of life that is self-centered, Only then could they start following Jesus.
想自己死去为神而活，那才能够跟随主耶稣。
So only when you're willing to die to yourself, self-centeredness, and to live for God, then you can follow Jesus.
那这是主耶稣对跟随他的门徒的人的要求。
So this is a requirement of Jesus, for those who want to follow him.
但是好多人都不愿意付这个代价。
But the truth is, most people, or many people, are not willing to pay such a price. So that's why, in the end, only few will be saved.
对，所以为什么得救的人是少的？那救恩的路难走的第二个原因是，这个路被行为是小，路是小的。
So the second reason why this salvation, the road of salvation is difficult is because here you can see in Matthew chapter 7, the way is described as being narrow.
那小这个字在原文有这个压榨，这个压迫的意思。
And the word narrow in its original Greek actually has a sense of being pressed down, compressed.
那这个压力其实是来自于世界。
So there's all this pressure from the world.
那当世人不认识亚伟神的时候，他们按着自我中心的生活去行事为人的时候，会抵挡神，也会抵挡跟从神的人。
Because for those who still do not know Yahweh God, when they are living in a self-centered way, the way they treat others would be opposing God, and they would also oppose those who follow God.
那就好像在提摩太后书三章十二节所说。
Just like what 2 Timothy 3 verse 12 tells us.
其实所有立志在耶稣基督里过敬虔生活的都必遭受迫害。
Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
那这个也不太难去明白。
This is not too hard to understand.
因为当别人都追求人人为我，我为自己的时候。
Because if everybody is seeking to live a way of life that is purely for ourselves, everyone has to serve ourselves.
那或者是大家都不在乎公义和诚实。
When nobody cares about justice and honesty.
那当我们尝试去活出舍己的爱，还有一个公义诚实的生命的时候，那会令到其他人非常的不舒服。
And yet, when we decided to live in a self-sacrificial way, a loving way, and to be someone who's just and honest, that would certainly make other people feel a bit uncomfortable.
那就如神好像亮光一样，那些跟随他的人的生命也好像光一样。
Because God is light, and those who follow Him is also like Him. They are like lights in darkness.
那去显明人的恶。
And it shines and reveals the ugliness in our days.
但是喜欢在黑暗里喜欢行恶的人，自我中心的人就会非常反感了。
But those people who are used to this way of darkness and they prefer darkness, they enjoy living in darkness, those who are self-centered, they would become very offended.
那也是，这也是为什么那些敬虔人、敬畏神的人，他们走跟随神的路是小的，是有压力跟逼迫的。
And that is why those who fear God, those who live a godly life, walking on this way that is narrow, would feel the pressure.
那这条路难走的另外一个原因，就是在基督徒的一生当中会面对不同各样的试探。
And another factor causing this road, this way to be difficult, is in our lives there would be many temptations.
好像主耶稣他在地上生活的时候也面对不同许多的试探。
Just as Jesus in his earthly life, he also had to face many temptations.
那是需要我们紧紧依靠神才可以胜过。
And only when we follow God closely can we overcome these temptations.
所以救恩的道路确实是困难的一条路。
So the way of salvation indeed is difficult.
那主耶稣在马太福音七章十三到十四节非常坦白的去告诉我们这个救恩的情况是怎么样。
So Jesus is actually being very frank, completely honest with us and reminding us how difficult it is. In this road of salvation.
那如果我们有谦卑的心，愿意把他所说的放在心上的话，会促使我们谨慎的去生活。
But if we have a humble attitude and willing to put in our heart what Jesus has said to us, then we would carefully consider how we live our life.
而去紧紧的依靠神。
We will cling closely to God to rely on Him.
而耶稣他因着这条路是困难的缘故呢，其实在路加福音也这个平行经文里面也提醒门徒们要竭力的进这个窄门。
And Jesus also reminds us in the parallel passage in the Gospel of Luke to have to strive with all your strength, you know, with your whole being to enter by the narrow door because the way of salvation is so difficult.
那这也是我们今天信息的这个第三点。
And this leads to the third point of our message today.
就是谈到救恩的道路是需要我们付出全心全力才能够走到终点的。
This third point is, the way of salvation requires us to give our whole being, to give our all, if you want to reach the destination.
那这条路程是需要我们尽心竭力，然后去依靠神去走完呢，那才可以走到终点。
If you want to reach the destination, you must give your all.You must give every part of your being to follow God closely.
那究竟竭力是指到什么样的程度呢？
So what is the extent of this striving mentioned here, the word strive?
那其实在这里竭力这个希腊的原文的含义是非常强烈的。
Actually, it has a very strong sense in this word, in this original Greek.
那相信大家都曾经参加过运动会。
I'm sure most of you would have participated in sports events.
那应该有参加过，比如说五十米啊，或者是百米的赛跑。
For example, fifteen meters or 100 meters race, running competition.
那竭力的含义呢，就是为了赢得。这个比赛而去尽力的去跑。
So the word strive actually refers to that kind of effort when you are trying to win a race.
或者大家可以回忆起，看这个奥运的一些片段。
Or you can recall from Olympics, you know, those different races that you've seen before.
那相信没有一个运动员是非常轻松的、舒服的这样子去动起来去跑步的。
I'm sure you've never really seen an athlete that would be like casually strolling in the running contest, right?
有些时候他们这么的尽力，就是形象都不顾了。
And they are actually the athletes would be running so fast, striving with their whole being that they don't really care how they look, their expression on their face.
那所以这个就是竭力的含义，为了赢得比赛呢，去尽全力。
So this is one of the senses of this word strive, and that is, you strive in such a way to win a competition.
那这个竭力也用于在战争的时候。
But this word strive is also used in another sense, and that is in the war.
那是和敌人去打的时候。
When you're fighting your enemies.
那打仗就是生和死的区别了。
And you know it's a matter of life and death.
如果你不尽力，就会被对方杀死。
If you don't give your all, you will be killed.
那这个程度是非常强烈的。
So this again is a very strong sense of the word.
所以竭力也用在去与人征战，特别在生与死的这个关头。
So this word strife is also used in wartime warfare, when you are fighting your enemies.For your life.
所以主耶稣提醒门徒，如果我们想走完救恩的路，要最终成为神国的一员呢，那我们需要有这个尽全力的这样的态度还有行动。
So here Jesus also wants to remind his disciples, if you want to finish this way of salvation, to walk to the very end and gain life and be part of God's kingdom, you must give every part of your being.
那好像这个跑百米赛跑或者是战场上要战胜敌人的这样子的努力，才有可能走完救恩的路。
Only if you make such an effort as if you're trying to win a 100-meter race or you're fighting to win, defeat your enemy, only then would you be able to finish this way of salvation.
那对于这个我们今天信息的这第三点呢，需要付出全力才能够走完救恩的路，对我们实际的生活里面有什么的提醒呢？
So what practical implication in our life is there when we ponder this point of giving our or giving making our best effort to walk on this way of salvation?
如果我们要在和神的关系，在寻求永恒生命的事情上要尽心竭力，我们在生活里面应该怎么配合呢？
So how should we cooperate with God when we try to live a way that's pleasing to God in relating to God and in relating to others?
那不知道大家每天的生活里面是怎样对待自己的责任，或者是生活的选择？
I wonder what is your attitude like when it comes to your daily responsibility or the daily choices that you make?
那我们是习惯用怎样的态度去面对我们的责任？
What type of attitude are you used to facing these daily responsibilities?
那我们是付出全力的去完成，还是我们的习惯是选择用舒服的方式，花最少的功夫去完成呢？
Do you give every part of your being, give your very best shot in everything that you do, in the responsibilities entrusted to you, or do you normally just do it half-heartedly and trying to find a way that requires the least effort?
那其实我们在英国这个环境是非常舒服的。
To be honest, living in the UK is a very easy life in a way. Because the environment is quite good.
很多时候我们并没有碰到一些非常大的生活上的苦难。
Maybe we haven't really been forced to face some terrible adversities in life.
那所以当我们要应用主耶稣的教导的时候，我们要想我们的生活的习惯跟态度应该怎么样。
So when we want to implement Jesus' teaching, it's important to review our habits, our way of life,
那比如说
our attitudes.
比如说神赐给我们今生，那时间就是生命，那我们每天是怎样用我们的时间呢？
God has granted us life, and you know that time is life. So how do we make use of our time every day?
那我们是尽力的去好好的用，还是习惯选择舒服方式马马虎虎随性的去浪费呢？
Do we carefully make good use of our time, or are we used to just being very careless and slack with our time?
那又比如工作，好多人工作的态度就是老板交给我们工作，我花最少的功夫最不麻烦的方式去完成就好。
Well, for example, when it comes to our job responsibilities, a lot of people actually try to find faster ways of completing their work and using the least effort.
那还是我们的态度是尽心竭力、忠心的去完成我们的工作还有责任呢？
But would we rather use a very faithful attitude in doing our best for our job to complete these responsibilities?
那来到生活中我们做的决定。
So when it comes to all these decisions in our daily life,
那我们在选择的时候是凭什么样的条件去做决定呢？
So how do we base our decisions, or how do we base these choices?
那我们是挑那些如果我这么做，那这件事会非常的简单，不辛苦，很舒服。
Do we base our decisions on whether whether it is easy for us to complete this certain task?
而往往不考虑选择有挑战、有困难的路呢？
And just ignore the more challenging, more difficult road?
那其实好多时候，对的事情、有价值的事情、应该做的事情，往往是那个困难的选择。
But the reality is, more often than not, the right thing to do, what we should be doing, tends to be the more difficult option.
那是那个需要付上代价的选择。
It's the option that requires you to pay a cost, a price.
那如果我每天生活的心态和习惯总是选择舒服的、容易走的这条路。
But if our attitude and habit is such that we always choose the easy option, the more comfortable one.
那恐怕我们在寻求神，在这个经历神救恩的这件事情上，也不是一个尽心竭力去跟随神的一个人了。
I'm afraid it would just translate into our spiritual life. When we follow God, we would also be one that would not give our very best, that would not want to pay our price.
那我们还没有听进去主耶稣在这里的提醒。
And that way, we still haven't absorbed what Jesus is trying to teach us here.
唯有尽全力忠心的人才能够走完救恩的路。
Only those who make every effort, give their best shot, and faithfully follow God would be able to complete this way of salvation.
那我想跟大家分享两个例子来总结这个第三点。
And now I would like to share with you two examples to complete, summarize this third point, or illustrate this third point.
那我平时的习惯还有生活的态度也会直接的影响究竟我们是不是一个对神尽心竭力去跟随神的道路到底的一个人。
I want to show you how our daily habits, our attitudes would directly impact on whether or not we can follow God wholeheartedly.
那还记得好一段时间之前有一个姐妹分享她的经历。
I recall quite a while ago, one of our sisters shared her own experience with us.
那她有一次停车的时候呢，就不小心刮到别人的车了。
One day when she was parking, she accidentally scratched the car next to her.
那当时候是晚上。
And it was nighttime.
那停车场没有其他人。
There was nobody else in that parking lot.
那如果是你，你会选择怎么做？
So if it were you, what would you do?
那当然，我们心里面知道正确的选择是负责任。
Of course, in our heart, we all know what is the correct way of dealing with this, and that is to bear the responsibility of scratching others' car.
那这也是当时候这个姐妹的选择。
And this was exactly what that sister was doing. That was her choice.
那她留下联系的方式去告诉车主。
So she left a note, leaving her contact for the owner of that car.
那去承担起责任。
She wants to bear the responsibility.
那这样做是正确的，应该去做的。
This is the right way. This is the right option, right choice.
但是我们对比另一条路，会发现这个确实是难走的路，是有代价的路。
And yet, this is also the more difficult road, a road that costs you something.
那容易的路，当然没有任何人看到你这么做，那你就开就走走人就好了。
The easy way, of course, is to run because nobody else was watching, nobody else saw you.
就推卸责任，没关系吧。
So you can just say to yourself, oh, it doesn't matter.
洗胆啦。
Well, who cares?
Horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
Well, that's actually just a Chinese literal translation.
马马虎虎。
Yeah, it doesn't matter, you know, just why be so serious about it?
随便啦，这个刮痕这么小，那他看到他肯定也不在乎的吧。
Because that scratch is just so small, I'm sure the owner of the car wouldn't mind.
那我走啦。
So I'll just leave.
这个是生活中的一个实际的例子。
So this is a practical example in our daily life.
那对的路应该做的选择，好多时候是那条不舒服的路，难走的路。
We can see that the right way, the right choice, often tends to be the more difficult one, the one that makes you uncomfortable.
那也是有代价的路。
And it is one that costs you.
那你和我在生活中的选择里面是怎么样去做的呢？
So how would you and I make our choices in our lives then?
我们是喜欢舒服的选择，容易的选择。
Do we like the easy way, the easy option?
还是我们是爱真理，是爱对的事情，愿意付代价走困难路的人呢？
Or do we love the truth? We love what is right and we are willing to pay the price in order to walk on this road.
那第二个例子是我自己大学的例子。
And the second example is from back in my uni times, my university times.
那是一个反面的例子。
And you can say it's a negative example.
那是选择了容易的路，错误的路。
I chose the easy road, which was the wrong road.
那大学大家也知道，上了大学就没有老师在点名了。
So after I moved on to university, the lecturers, they don't really take a role.
那第一年跟第二年都我都很少翘课。
So in my first year and second year of university, I rarely would skip a class.
那但是第三年有一门课差点当掉。
But in my third year, I almost failed one subject.
那因为觉得老师上课很无聊。
Because I felt the lecturer was really boring.
那我看课本也可以学。
I can study all the content by myself by reading up afterwards.
所以应该没必要去吧。
So I thought to myself, well, there's no point in attending those lectures, is there?
那最后就常常的翘课。
So I ended up skipping lecture after lecture.
那反而没有跟得上这个课程。
And in the end, I couldn't follow the course.
那段时间，当我对待自己学生的责任很随意、不尽心的时候，那其他生命的部分也开始马马虎虎起来。
And during that period, I realized when I had this very careless, slack attitude towards my studies, actually it's reflected in other areas of my life as well.
那生活就开始乱了。
My whole life becomes quite chaotic.
当时我是刚洗礼的一个基督徒。
And at that time, I was actually a newly baptized Christian.
那就发现跟神的关系疏远。
I found that my relationship with God was getting more and more distant.
那后来敏感到，哎，这个整个人不对劲，才知道原来自己对学生的责任没有尽心。
And later on, and I felt there was something wrong, I then realized it's actually rooted in the fact that I wasn't giving my all, I wasn't doing my responsibility as a student.
那选择错的这个容易懒惰的路。
I've chosen the easy, the lazy way, which was wrong.
那也影响到属灵的生命和神的关系。
And it then affected my spiritual life and my relationship with God as well.
所以以上正反的两个例子，希望可以帮助大家思考我们生活中应该如何去应用主耶稣在这里的提醒。
So through the above two examples, one that's a positive example and my own negative example, I hope to help all of you to ponder how we can put into practice what we've learned from the passage today.
那我们是一个竭力进窄门的人吗？
Are we someone who strive to enter by the narrow gate?
那让我总结我们今天的信息。
So now let me conclude my message.
那在主耶稣马太福音七章十三到十四节还有路加福音的平行经文关于救恩的这条道路我们学习了三点。
Today we've studied three different points from Matthew chapter 7 verses 13 to 14 and together with its parallel passage in the Gospel of Luke concerning the way of salvation.
那第一点我们明白救恩是一个过程。
The first point, we learned that salvation is a process.
有起点，有中间的路程，也有终点。
There's a starting point,a journey, the process, and the ending point, the destination.
而悔改，洗礼成为基督徒呢，只是救恩之路的起点。
And repenting, being baptized, is only the very start of this road of salvation.
那我们还需要紧紧的依靠神，去跟随主耶稣基督的榜样，去走完这条十字架的路。
And we still have to cling on to God closely to follow Christ's example in order to finish this, to complete this road of the cross.
那第二点我们学习到这条路是难走的。
The second point is that this road is narrow, is difficult.
那得救的人也是少的。
And only few will be saved.
当然我们正面的看到主耶稣他自己走完这条路，所以这条路是不是死路。
But of course, we have the very positive example of Jesus, who himself has completed this entire journey. So this is not a road that's a dead end.
那困难的其中的一个原因呢，就是好多人都不愿意去顺服神，去放弃自我中心的生活的方式。
A reason that this road is so difficult is because most people are unwilling to obey God and they are unwilling to abandon their self-centered way of living.
而那些愿意回应神进入窄的城门之后的人也在这个路上会碰到不同的压力。
And yet those who were willing to enter by the narrow gate, once they enter this gate of the city, they would face many temptations.
那些不愿意喜爱良善的人会逼迫
那些 Can you say that again?
不愿意啊，顺服神，不喜欢良善的人会逼迫。
So those who didn't want to obey God, those who did not delight in what is good would actually persecute those who want to choose God's ways.
而我们生活在世上也会面对不同的试探。
And for us who are living in this world, trying to please God, would face persecution.
但我们感恩的就是主耶稣很坦白地告诉我们这个真实的情况。
But we have to be thankful that Jesus is actually completely honest with us and telling us the real picture of the way of salvation.
那当我们愿意谦卑放在心上的时候，能够敲响我们的警钟。
And when we are humble enough to put this in our heart, then it serves as a wake-up call.
那促使我们小心谨慎地去，在人生去做对的选择。
It forces us to be careful in how we make any and every decision in our life.
那第三点，我们看到这条路需要我们尽全力才能够走完。
And the third point, we see that this road of salvation requires us to make our best effort, giving our all.
那就好像主耶稣他自己的榜样。
Just as Jesus did as an example for us.
那也直接的去关系到我们生活的态度。
And this has direct correlation with our practical daily living.
面对我们的责任的心态是否也是尽心竭力、忠心负责的呢？
When we face our daily responsibilities, are we also giving our all, giving our best, and being faithful to all our responsibilities?
还是好多时候我们喜欢选择容易、舒服的路。
Or do we tend to choose the easier, the more comfortable way most of the time?
那许多事情都随随便便、马马虎虎。
And are we careless and slack with most things?
那我们生活的习惯跟态度会直接影响到我们是否会是一个尽心竭力跟随神、跟随耶稣脚步的人。
So actually, our habits, the way we live our daily life, would directly impact on whether we could be someone who's faithfully following the footsteps of Christ.
那愿天父都使用今天的这几点，向你和我去说话。
So may our Heavenly Father be pleased to use today's message to speak to each of our hearts.
当我们放在心上的时候，我们可以做聪明的人。
So when we put this message in our hearts, that we can be a wise person.
是选择生命，而不是选择灭亡。
To choose life and not destruction.
而特别在困难的道路上，你会发现，当我们紧紧依靠神的时候，反而是我们经历到神，最多的时候。
And especially when you're willing to choose this difficult path, you rely on God, you would really experience Him in very real ways.
那今天我们信息就到这里。
So that's the end of our message today.
请 Grace 为我们做一个结束祷告。
So let us pray.